Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Pleasure to be with you here today. My name is Chris Williams, representing the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce and our 700-plus members in the Southern Hampshire region. I'm here to speak in support of Senate Bill 476. And if it's all right with the committee and the chairman, I would also like to combine my remarks for Senate Bill 473 in the interest of perhaps saving you some time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You do have others behind me on the docket to speak with you who themselves actually are small business owners or LLC partners and who can provide you some pretty good detail. And I know, given the years that I've been coming up here, that it's not every day that you get the opportunity to hear directly from the businessmen and women themselves. More often you have to sit here and suffer my appearances and those others that come up here as lobbyists. So with that, I will keep my remarks short so that you can hear more from them. I do want to make just a couple of points with you, though, here this morning, and then I'll turn in some written testimony to Ms. Caldwell to distribute to the committee on both bills. Both Senator Bradley and Representative Hess made a point that I would like to reinforce, and that is the image of business friendliness that our state has had in the past and what I believe has been weakened here in recent years due to a number of various issues that were tax-related, fee-related issues, not just the LLC tax itself. Certainly, this one is the last one and probably the biggest thus far to really stir a lot of attention since its passage in June of last year and then going through the public hearings process here over the last couple of months. I believe this issue is a very big one, and I want to stress that it's not just the reality of the issue, the technical aspects of the issue, it's the perception that this issue gives in terms of New Hampshire being perceived by those outside of New Hampshire as whether or not we are a business-friendly state. Being in Nashua, right on the border of Massachusetts, we do have many opportunities to bring new businesses in to southern New Hampshire from across the border in Massachusetts. And this is an issue that has lit up a lot of those mass business owners that do talk to us when they're asking, should we consider a move over the border? And this issue, unlike any others in the last several years, has been one that has been brought up in conversations to me far beyond any other issue. And I do want to share that with you because the perception is not a good one. And the stories that we're seeing in the newspapers and on the television and hearing over the radio airwaves, it's not just us here in New Hampshire that are hearing that, it's those outside of New Hampshire that are hearing it. And that is causing concern, again, not just for us on the border, but I think others, whether they're on the seacoast or the Monadnock region, and even coming up into the Manchester and Concord areas. So that perception has been weakened. And I believe that this bill, in conjunction with a bill that Senator D'Alessandro has coming out shortly, I believe can provide several different options for us to consider in the coming weeks and months as solutions that might be able to address this issue. I think back in June, none of us, you on that side of the table and us on this side of the table, probably really realized the full scope and impact that this LLC tax could have and has had since its passage. And I would encourage all of us to look at not just these bills, but the one that Senator D'Alessandro has coming out shortly, and put them in the mix and figure out what is the best solution for us to address this issue in general. I'm happy to answer any questions if I can.